Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a really amazing story for those of you who are enjoying going to the ocean. That's right. If you've been to the ocean for the spring or the summer that's coming, if you are a fan of going to the ocean, have we got a story for you. It's called Seagull and Sea Dragon, and it's by Cindy Gregg. And today's story is read by Mommy and
Thorin Oakenshield at your service.
Thorin Oakenshield at my service. Well, I am Mommy, Phillip's Mommy, in fact, at yours, good sir. Would you like to join me in my quest to read a book? Excellent. Then shall we? At once. Excellent. All right. Seagull and Sea Dragon. Here we go. I'm a seagull. And sure enough, we see one. He's sitting on a perch next to the ocean. Every day I fly high in the sky. And every day I wonder, what's it like down beneath the water? Some things seem a little familiar. Oh, and in the picture we can see what it is that looks familiar to him. Are those sea trees? Do all sea trees have beaks? And in the picture we can see there is something, some sort of a shadow that's being presented. Is it a sea tree, though?
No,
I don't think so. Some things are mysterious. Are those sea lanterns? How do they stay lit underwater? I have so many questions, and there is so much that I don't know. In the picture, we can see what it is that he's kind of considering, and as he looks at, are they sea lanterns? What are they?
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Correct.
I am a sea dragon,
says the sea dragon, who is swimming along in the ocean.
Every day I swim deep in the sea, and every day I wonder, what is it like up there in the sky?
And we can see what it must be like to be deep underwater and look up through the water.
Some things seem so different. Is that a school of skyfish? Their fins are so big.
But in the picture, we can see what it is. And it's not fish. It's birds. Seagulls, specifically.
Some things are a bit magical. Look, are those giant bubbles? Why would they be floating out of the water? I have so many questions, and there's so much I don't know.
What is it that they see in the sky? Do you know what these are?
Hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons. Hot air balloons floating in the sky. Lots of different colors.
Sometimes it makes me feel
scared. Uh-oh. The sea dragon and the seagull have noticed one another. And they both are alarmed. In fact, the artist who has done the piece of artwork has drawn sort of interesting bright yellow marks around these two animals to show us that they are alarmed. That's how you can use art to express things, like feelings. You're a sea tree, says the seagull. And he may think that because if you have ever seen a sea dragon, they do have leaves all sticking out of them, don't they? Mm-hmm. But they're not really leaves. It's just part of the fins of the sea dragon, right? But it looks like leaves.
you're a sky fish,
says the sea dragon.
Wait.
What? No, I'm not. They say to one another, I'm a seagull.
I'm a sea dragon.
Oh, and now it's becoming very clear to them that they thought they understood each other. Mm-hmm. But they didn't, did mm-hmm. they? No.
I'm not a sea tree, but there is something like it. Coral.
I'm not a sky fish, but seagulls travel together like fish do. We're called a flock.
Those lights you see are really moon jellyfish. They are beautiful.
And those giant bubbles are hot air balloons. Sometimes I even see humans riding in them.
Wait, what?
Says the sea dragon, shocked. Wow, your leaves look really shiny up close, says the seagull.
Why do your scales look so fluffy?
Says the sea dragon. These are feathers. They're kind of like scales, but they help us fly.
These aren't leaves, they're fins. And they're kind of like wings. They help us swim.
Oh, see, now they're starting to understand one another.
I'd love to hear more about the sky.
And I'd love to hear more about the sea. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
I can't wait to learn more, but there's just one more thing I want to say. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It is interesting how they have suddenly met one another. And because they have met one another, they're going to understand so much more about each other. It's important for us. We may not be able to live in the same world as a seagull or a sea dragon. We can't fly and we can't hold our breath underwater forever like they can. But the more we get to know about these animals, the more we understand what they need in order to survive, and the more we can help them live comfortably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really good thing, don't you think? Mm-hmm. I thought you might. And I'm sure you know all about all kinds of wonderful creatures, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially my favorite are the elvish dwarves.
The elvish dwarves? That's a special breed, huh? Yeah, super cool. Very rare, I believe you.
Close in extinction, in fact.
A close extinction?
Extinction.
Oh, close to extinction. I'm sure there's probably not many of them, huh? Do you have any other animals that you know about?
I know about flying deer.
Flying deer? Mm-hmm. Any others?
Great black bears.
Great black bears? Wow. Anything else?
Horses.
Mm-hmm. Ponies.
Ponies.
Yeah. Yeah. This unicorns. Is good. Unicorns, amazing. You're full of interesting places and animals. Well, Thorin, I think it's the end. Shall we say the end?
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.